Bad news. Gearhart was going with the other squads to patrol another sector. That made Brunner the squad leader. All we were supposed to do, according to Brunner, was to check out the river. The rivers in the area were small, almost drying out in the dry season and swelling in the rainy season. This one crossed a road, Route 586, and it was there that the main activity had been seen.
If they seen so much activity, how come we're going out by ourselves? I asked Brunner.
We're not supposed to engage any large units, Brunner said. Stewart said we should try to get some prisoners.
How long he gotta go over here?
Pee-wee asked.
I don't know, Brunner said. Maybe a month at the most. They just turned down his extension.
Then maybe we making the last big push for his promotion, Johnson said.
The choppers did the same thing to my stomach. Just the sound of them coming in put me in a panic. My arms and legs felt heavy. My palms were sweating. I didn't want to go out anymore. I had had enough.
Let's go!
I went. Again. Don't think, react. The landing zone spooked me. It was supposed to be near an ARVN Ranger outpost, but I didn't see any of the South Vietnamese elite troops around. It took us an hour of cautious walking before we spotted the stream. We stopped a distance from it, maybe the distance from home plate to the left field fence in a regular stadium. On a good day, I could have hit a ball that far. How long had it been since I had hit a baseball? I figured it was only 16 months. It seemed a different lifetime. We spread out and started looking around. Nothing. I turned and looked back toward the skies. The choppers were already distant silhouettes against the darkening skies.
Move out!
There was something about Brunner's voice I didn't like. He was trying to make it sound like he had more confidence than he did. There was a ridge off to our left, about 300 meters. It was bad news. It looked down on the stream and made good cover for anybody who might be up there. We didn't want to go along the stream with the ridge on our flank. Nobody wanted to go up on the ridge either. Brunner sent Lobel and Wallowick to check out the ridge while the rest of us covered them. Covered them. Big joke. If there were any Kongs there, they would get wasted, and all we would be able to do is to chase the Kongs off while we picked up the bodies. If we were lucky. Wallowick and Lobel waded across the stream. The waist-deep water was moving slowly, and flecks of white foam caught the last rays of sunset. I was glad to see them climb out on the other side. They started up the ridge. It was rough going, and even slower than I thought it would be. We watched as they climbed slowly toward the top. I prayed that it would be clear. I asked God to let it be clear just this once. Wallowick looked, then stood, then signaled. It was clear. I hoped I hadn't used up a prayer I didn't have to.